Hi, my name is Elizabeth Crabtree. I am a painter, photographer, videographer, and sculptor based in St. Louis, Missouri. Some of my work has been featured at local galleries, including installation and performance art pieces. Basically, if I can add color to a two-dimensional or three-dimensional space and it speaks volumes to the subject matter at hand, I will. Well, I guess I've always been creative, even in childhood. I've got a pretty eclectic background when it comes to my work history. I have been a lifeguard, a florist, and a marketing researcher. I also have degrees in theater and psychology. But I guess the one thing that drives me is just learning about people, what makes them tick, and trying to make people think about themselves. So when I finally decided to commit to being an artist and change my entire life around that path, I had this idea for a show, and it burned in my head for well over a year. And I wanted a show all about women and the roles that they have in life. I find that a lot of women, when I talk to them, they are constantly trying to balance out who they see themselves or how they see themselves and the roles that they have in life. I'm sure that's true for men, but I can only speak from my own perspective. So now I'm collecting all these interviews and the experiences that women are sharing, and I just can't wait to see where this project is at in 10 years. You're going to hear interviews from women from all walks of life that turn into these intimate and intense conversations about what it is to be a woman. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with just some high-level questions.
Okay.
We'll dive a little bit deeper.
Okay.
And then at the end of the interview, we'll do a little bit of an exercise.
Okay.
So my first question for you is just tell us about you. What takes up most of your time?
Well, I would say what takes up the most of my time would be working full-time. I work as a vocational counselor, focusing specifically on people with some sort of disability or condition that results in barriers to employment. So that's a 40-plus hour week gig. And when I'm not at work, then I am enjoying time with my two pups and my spouse and just figuring out this whole adulthood thing post-master's degree. So, yeah.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about your roles in life.
You know, I think that I would say the center of my identity has always been identifying as a woman and being female and the value that that means to me as an individual and how it sort of shapes my lens as a person. I think that from that identity then comes those roles of being a caretaker, of being a nurturer, of wanting to be a sense of security for those that are important to me, those that, you know, mean the world to me. And then also being a provider and just having that stability and being a source of comfort and sort of a rock in the storm, if you will.
All right, so you kind of touched upon it, but like in terms of being a woman, how has that impacted your roles in life, your other roles in life?
I would say that it's at the center. I think that as a woman, you know, the lens at which we look at life and experience life, sorry, I couldn't figure out my words. I mean, it's kind of like, how has it not impacted, I guess, would be a better question for me. I think that, you know, sometimes there is, it's nice to sort of lean into that femininity and be that comfort. Sometimes it also means that there is a lens in which you look at the world that maybe you wouldn't if you weren't female. Maybe there's sometimes lack of security and a need to be aware of surroundings because of that, and you're kind of assessing situations that come about. But there's also the flip side of that and just being able to be considered a source of comfort to people that maybe people are more apt to lean on you.
And again, I have
a set of questions, but you kind of touched upon it, but tell us which role best defines you as a person. Mm-hmm. I think the role of a provider is probably the best at this point in time. I think it changes throughout time to some extent, but I think that at this point in my life, I would say being that provider, whether it's providing comfort, whether it's providing financially, providing support, it's definitely the role of provider.
And looking at now, where do you want to be as far as your ideal self? What are your goals?
There is always that internal desire to rule the world. I think I have found through just my own journey in life that I do enjoy taking on new challenges and taking on a leadership role. And so, you know, whether it's, you know, working into supervisory positions in my current job, there's kind of like that dream, like if I had unlimited funding and if I can make everything come together, what would I do with my life? And if that were the case, it would be, I've always really enjoyed working with survivors of trauma, and so, like, ideally I would run a center that specifically focuses on individuals who had experienced support of trauma and helping them recover and rehabilitate from that experience.
Very cool. And then, besides, like, activities or actions to reach that ideal self, what, like, more internally, your goals as far as being an ideal, your ideal self?
I think that for me personally, being a perfectionist has always been a strength and a struggle at the same time. And so if I could figure out how to, I think my ideal self would be less concerned with trying to strive for the perfection and just be present. Honestly, that would probably be ideal.
And then what do you think is your biggest obstacles getting to that ideal self?
Probably me. Definitely me. Yeah. It just overall the internal conflict of wanting to be so perfect in everything and successful at the first attempt and constantly reminding myself that there is so much learned in the falls and in the failures and that makes me human and being human is actually a strength and that it's okay to be flawed. So I am definitely the biggest barrier in that. And if I figure out how to overcome that, well, then I'll create a program for everybody else that is a perfectionist as well.
All right, so switching gears a little bit, mm-hmm. Can you define for me what womanhood means to you?
Absolutely. It means that really nice balance of strength and comfort. I think that a lot of times women really underestimate how strong they are. And they'll look at the things that they've done or choices that they made and they just a lot of times neglect to see how strong they are and the fact that they're still standing and overcoming. I think about women that I worked with who were survivors of trauma and I just listened to their stories and think, you're still here. You're still here. And you're not only you're here, but you're reaching out for help too. And oh my gosh, strength in that. So I think I tampered off from the original question, but definitely the strengths that comes from womanhood. I think it's so powerful.
And has there ever been a time in your life where being a woman has impacted, or sorry, let me rephrase. Has there ever been a time where a role was impacted by with being a woman? By an outside force or another person?
I think that there's always a lot of pressure, you know, to balance things, to have good balance. And I can only speak from my own life experience. I think that a lot of times we feel, as women, as females, we feel the pressure to maintain this particular balance. And, you know, we can't be too this, we can't be too that. And so I think that there's always societal pressures to sort of, like, you can do this, but don't step too far out of that box, because we need to put you back in that box, because, you know, we can't think outside of our own limitations, our own boxes that we put people in. So I would say definitely there's societal pressures to maintain certain, whether it's appearance or presentation or, you know, success levels, definitely a lot of outside pressures.
Just to dig a little bit deeper into that, is there anything in particular that makes sense that you can think of? Whether it's, you know, a positive impact or a negative impact on you that has shaped one of your roles in life?
I think about one of the, probably the largest impacts was my mom. My mom always had a very strong desire for me to pursue education, which I think a lot of parents do, right? That's pretty normal. But it wasn't this idea of go to school because it's good for you or whatever. It was go to school, get an education, get a good job so that you're not dependent upon a man like me. Don't be me, learn from my mistakes, and sort of her own regrets in that. I think that often has been a factor in the decisions that I've made, you know, and both positives and negatives from that. But yeah, it's definitely been an outside force.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you for listening. I just want to say a special thank you to all the women who volunteered their time to make this project possible. This was produced by Dale Bruning. Special thank you to Tyler Hawthorne for all his time spent on the interviews. This was produced at the Jeffco Art Coalition and the Nest of Cryptic Queen Photography. If you want to check out more of my work, visit us on Facebook and Instagram at Sanguine Tree. That's S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E Tree. Also, if you want to check out some artistic events that I host and get involved in creating your own artwork, check us out at 30proofpainting.com or at Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest at 30proofpainting. Love my crabby apples. Until next time.